Hi, I'm Emily, and welcome to Dishing Up. This is a light bite, and it's all about gravy. So, gravy isn't just the brown stuff. It's best defined as a sauce made from the juices of meats or vegetables, which run naturally during the cooking process and are combined with a thickening agent like cornstarch. And it might further be like coloured and flavoured with gravy salt, which is a mix of salt and caramel food colouring, or gravy browning, which is gravy salt dissolved in water. So I, for example, usually use gravy, like most British people, in a Sunday roast. But I'm also from the north of England, which means that I have a particularly special relationship with gravy. And I'm talking about gravy of the dark brown variety, just so that people are clear on that. So I, as a northerner, have been known to pour it over chips, have it with pies, bangers, mash, just about any other potato-based dish. I've also... I've drank it by itself, not my proudest moment, but I have done that. I've also had it in a shot glass with alcohol. That isn't a particularly normal use of gravy. So that is how I use gravy myself. Typically it accompanies carb-based dishes in its dark brown variation. And we are primarily talking about the dark brown variation today because... I don't know that much about the American or Italian versions of gravy, but I just thought they were worth mentioning anyway. The main ingredients of gravy. Now, everyone might think they know what the main ingredients are, but when you think of gravy, no offence, but you're probably thinking of Bisto. You're probably thinking of that, like, red or green instant gravy. But the main ingredients of real gravy are meat juice or drippings, butter or oil, and flour or cornstarch as the thickening agent. And you can also add in red wine, mustard, cider, red currant jelly, and pepper to add to taste and to add like different flavours to the gravy. And of course, you can also have vegetarian gravy. I myself am vegetarian, so I have vegetarian gravy. And there are lots of variations of gravy depending on the region within the UK. So you could have like mushroom gravy, onion gravy, vegan gravy, red wine gravy, cherry wine gravy, red currant jelly gravy. Yeah, it's endless, really. I personally love Jamie Oliver's red wine vegetarian gravy recipe. I think that is absolutely unmissable. And that has... Yeah, it's been a feature on my Sunday roast and Christmas dinner tables for several years since I first discovered the recipe. And it's very popular with my family and friends. And now onto a bit of history about gravy, because again, I'm sure you're very interested in knowing the history of gravy. I certainly was. So I discovered that gravy dates back to ancient Egypt, where hieroglyphics were found on the tomb of Pharaoh, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, so any Egyptologists are welcome to correct me, Pharaoh Djer, who ruled Egypt from 3000 to 2980 BC, and these hieroglyphics depicted people like eating a fowl, like an unspecified bird, drizzled with gravy. Even the ancient Egyptians enjoyed gravy. And then one of the earliest recorded incidents of gravy being used was in the 14th century in this medieval English cookbook that was called The Form of Curry, which I think in modern English would translate as, well, I actually don't know what it would translate as because I'm not a medieval English specialist, but something along the lines of The Chef's Cookbook. And the word gravy is believed to be derived from the French term gravier, which has been found in many medieval French cookbooks to denote similar sauces. The etymology is not too dissimilar from how we say it today, which is crazy. And then for some fun facts, because there is actually quite a lot of fun facts about gravy, as you might expect, because it's a fun sauce, is that there is actually a type of gravy in the US, in the Appalachian Mountains, in the southern US, and it emerged in the 19th century, and it's called sawmill gravy, and it was made very inexpensively with sausage drippings and cornmeal or flour as the thickening agent, and it was designed to feed hungry sawmill workers who worked in the lumber mills in the Appalachian Mountains during the Industrial Revolution in the US. I thought that was very interesting. I didn't know that before. And you might have also heard the idiom all aboard the gravy train or something like that. And the word gravy by itself was used previously to characterize cushy situations, and therefore the term gravy train came to characterize a situation like a very comfy, cushy situation where somebody just hasn't had to do anything to get to where they are, and they've had a very easy ride there, basically. And yeah, it's, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, supposed to denote a transportation vehicle that carries a number of people going the same way, or to teach people, which is a very formal way of just saying they got a leg up. But yeah, that's kind of the etymology of that phrase. I'm very interested in food related idioms and also gravy, as you can probably tell from this mini episode. So that was of great interest to me, and I hope to you too. So on that note, thank you for listening. I am Emily, and this was Dishing Up. And today we've learned all about gravy, and I hope you feel significantly more well-informed about it. So see you next time. And remember, who you are is what you eat.